Hi, my name is Chris Favero. I'm the host of a podcast called Geek Tech Live, and this is my social media story. I grew up on technology, started when I was very, very young. I got my first PC Junior. Prior to that, actually, my first PC was really a Texas Instruments TI-99/4A with the BASIC cartridge. Graduated slowly up till there, and for a little while, in about high school time, I didn't really have a lot of exposure to computers, and then eventually got back into it a few years after high school. For me, the whole possibility of using technology for any real, interaction just is fascinating to me. I work in IT right now, and actually I ended up making a career out of it as far as that goes. I basically do a podcast because I like talking to people, and I like getting my views, expressions, and everything out into the world, if you will. Social media for me, not just, obviously blogs, but Twitter has really been probably my most favorite thing, other than Facebook. What's basically happened for me is I've been able to essentially feel like I'm more a part of a big group, but also that group includes people that I would never have in any other reason or case or time been able to actually access. I've had people respond back to me via Twitter and Facebook even. That Chris Gore, movie review guy, filmthreat.com. I've actually been able to interview the Rad Nerd Show, which is Bo Ryan and Leo Camacho on my podcast. These are people that are up for a Streamy Award. I would have never bumped into them, ever have bumped into them, if it wasn't for social media. A lot of my friends are on social media. There are some holdouts in my friends' groups that they just don't see the need, want, or desire to do it. If you ask me, from my point of view, it's really broadened my horizons. It's really, been able to allow me to shine my inner geek even more and kind of find other geeks, other nerds, other tech heads, if you will, that are in sort of that same sort of sphere of geekiness. And it's just amazing to me that, my listenership, when I started using Twitter and Facebook to actually tell people about my podcast, has just radically changed the amount of people that are actually downloading it. Now, granted, I'm not, Tech Meme or any of the big aggregators or anything like that. I'm not getting millions of hits a month. I'm not really even getting millions of hits if you aggregate it all up into a year. But I'm looking at numbers from, easily in the hundreds to now thousands per month of people actually listening to my podcast, which to me is kind of amazing that I actually have found a lot more people than I had originally anticipated that were out in the world that share the same sort of interests. To me, social media has just become sort of like this big group hug, if you will, of all of the people who want to talk and share ideas, the collaboration, the just joking around of stuff, the friendships that I've come across. They're more acquaintance sort of friendships. I don't expect to be able to go to Comic-Con this year, bump into Chris Gore and then buy him a drink and sit down with him and chat with him. Now, granted, he's an extremely laid back individual on Twitter and everything else. And we've exchanged banter back and forth, as well as pictures on TwitPic and stuff. So maybe there is a chance of that. And I think that's the really exciting part of it, is the fact that, to me, they're celebrities. And they actually are just average, everyday, normal individuals that you can really access as long as you are true to yourself and basically presenting yourself as, who you really are. When I do my podcast, and the same as where you're listening to me right now, I'm recording this live. The reason that Geek Tech Live has the word live in it is that I really try to not do any post-processing, any editing whatsoever. It's a live stream of consciousness of not only news articles that I'm looking at and reading about, but I'm also explaining my own thoughts, my own editorial ideas on it as well. And obviously, I guess I have some, you know, followers or people that actually like to hear what I'm thinking, which is really, really surprising to me. I literally had went from a couple of hundred, not even a month, downloads to right now my best so far is 3,000 downloads in a month. And I mean, it's an order of magnitude more, you know, just of downloads of people actually listening to my podcast, visiting my website, and also just responding back on Twitter. You know, I didn't go out and just start fishing for people who wanted to, you know, follow me on Twitter and things like that. And frankly, I'm just amazed at just sort of this togetherness of things and that's come out of social media. And I really hope that it doesn't turn the corner of just, you know, overtly selling of items. You know, I really like this dialogue that's happening. And to me, social media is all about the dialogue. It's all about meeting new people. It's all about sharing ideas. Along the way, if I can get some people listen to me on my podcast and talk through some stuff, you know, the giving and the taking of the discussion is really the interesting part of it, because that ends up benefiting both parties, you know, in both sides of the spectrum. So I'm really happy about that. And I'm actually really happy about Danny Brown asking for submissions for his sort of guest post, if you will. The fact that he actually allows podcasts, not just written word. I'm not a writer. I don't plan to be a writer. I'm not very good at writing. So when I was given the opportunity to podcast about it, I basically jumped on this chance to try to get my voice out and voice heard. So thanks, Danny Brown. And I guess that's, to me, what social media, my social media story and what I like about it.